The New Order and the Struggle for Sharing. This article was written to evaluate the critical events that occur today, and this is an impartial article. Topics: The New Order and the Sharing Struggle. Russia had already taken everything into account. The reason for Russia's attack was not Ukraine's desire to join NATO. The New Order and the Sharing Struggle. Your world is being shared again in the 21st century. The world's leading superpowered countries are reshaping the world. In the 20th century, the USA was the undisputed power of the world after the Second World War. Now, in the 21st century, China has emerged and the authority of the United States is fading. The USA used to put Russia in second place on the list of threats, and now it has put China in first place as a threat. Stopping China is important for America to remain a superpower. The cause of this war was never and certainly not the problems between Ukraine and Russia. This becomes clearer when we look at the Russian troops targeting the Azov and Black Sea coasts. Russian energy in Europe. Europe and countries that appear to be allies on paper have implemented a series of sanctions, including freezing the assets of the Russian central bank. But targeting Russian oil as the US and UK did was not easy. Because Europe was a 27-member union that imported 40% of its natural gas from Russia. Germany and the Netherlands have declared that the European Union is dependent on Russian oil and gas and cannot cut imports overnight. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said in a statement, "The issue of the oil embargo is not about whether we want to take such a step, but how dependent we are on oil. If Europe suddenly says that we are not buying gas and oil from Russia, war will spread and oil prices will skyrocket. This plunges energy-dependent Europe into famine." Scholz, who replaced Merkel, said, "We cannot support the proposals for an immediate embargo on Russian energy resources. This step will have devastating effects in Europe," he concluded. "Look. There are two warring sides. Europe, Ukraine, and Russia. Europe needs gas and oil from its enemy. Do you think this is war? Do you think the result of this is not clear? Could this not have been calculated before the war started?" Russia had already taken everything into account. US President Biden held an important meeting at the White House. "After the Ukraine crisis, a new world order is coming," said Biden, who gathered the big bosses. General Motors, Apple. Joe Biden, who lamented nearly 20 top bosses such as Amazon and Amazon, said, "Now it's time for something to change. The new world order will be established and we must lead it. If we look at the balance of the war in Ukraine, we will see something unusual. USA NATO Ukraine was thought to be on one side and Russia on the other. Such a balance was impossible. It was not possible politically, militarily, economically, technologically. Putin could not and would not make such a move without agreeing with great power. Let's look at America now." CIA Director William Burns said this about Russia. CIA Director William Burns said Russia's invasion of Ukraine was not going the way the Kremlin had hoped. For this reason, Burns warned that Russian President Vladimir Putin could use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. CIA head Burns, who served as the US ambassador to Russia from 2005 to 2008, was on his way to Moscow in November before the war. "In the hands of Russia, it has a bursting power of several kilotons. There are about 2,000 tactical nuclear weapons that can be launched from cannons, aircraft, or short-range missiles. Russia's military doctrine dictates that if things go wrong, it will use tactical nuclear weapons when necessary to regain the initiative." He meant that if things go badly, Putin will use nuclear weapons, even if he starts to lose ground. In other words, he was saying that no one should fight against Russia for nothing. The Ukrainian war will end soon. After the war in Ukraine, nation-states will face big problems, especially the EU will deal with internal problems and instability will arise, especially food and energy prices will rise. These events will begin in the fall. Looking at Russia, the Russian economy has weakened, but Russia has a large number of energy resources and agriculture, and the world needs energy and food. The established order in the world is shaking, and a new financial system is being created. This time the power that directs the system may not be the West. In the war in Ukraine, Russia directed all its power to the Donbass. That was Russia's plan anyway. To control the Donbass region and unite it with Crimea, to prevent Ukraine's exit to the Black Sea, and then to start peace talks through Turkey. The Ukraine war is important for America, especially the Democrats need to win the Ukraine war to be successful in the elections, or they need to play an important role in maintaining peace. The events in China have a direct impact on these events. General Rustem Minakiev hatches a secret plan to invade Moldova and seize Ukraine's entire coastline. In phase two of Putin's special operations, he will cut off the rest of Ukraine at sea and establish a land corridor from the Donbass to Moldova. Then the Balkans will be mixed. The weather will be very hot this summer. The reason for Russia's attack was not Ukraine's desire to join NATO. Ukraine's Black Sea coast was important for China's One Way and One Belt projects. Likewise, Pakistan's Gwadar port was also important for China, and there was a change of prime minister in Pakistan. Russia was taking the ropes under its control by separating China and Europe. China's One Way and One Belt project is now under siege. A clear message came later. On March 13, Iran was hitting Erbilay with 12 ballistic missiles. The area of the new U.S. consulate building in Erbil, Iraq, which is under construction, was hit. Masroor Barzani, the prime minister of the Iraqi Kurdistan Regional Government, was speaking at a conference and said, "We will start exporting gas to Turkey and Europe shortly." Iranian missiles were hitting the energy line going from northern Iraq to Turkey and from there to Europe. Someone did not want energy to go to Europe. Last week, the Turkish armed forces started a military operation in northern Iraq. Many terrorists were neutralized in the operation. 2 days ago, a message was given to Turkey about the terrorist attack in Bursa. There was a power that opposed the meeting of the Europa with energy. It was desired that Europe remain dependent on Russia. The Russian attack was not against Ukraine but against Europe. A big game was set up inside and outside. In addition, Ukraine has not yet applied to join NATO. Even if they apply, they will not accept Ukraine into the Union. For Ukraine to be included in the Union, the country's integrity and sovereignty must be ensured. 2014 Russia took Crimea from Ukraine. The State Union of Ukraine was divided. Had Ukraine been accepted into NATO, Russia would now be at war. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog by email from the bottom of the blog's homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. Reference: The New Order in the Sharing Struggle. Analyst of International Relations, Threat and Geopolitics, Kanan Haidarov. Data April 25, 2022.